Thank you for tuning in to Prayer Angel Podcast. I'm your host, Angel, the friend that is always praying for you. It is a new year. We have to be ready and ready on our knees praying. That's how I brought in the new year with my cousin and my husband and my auntie. And we was just praying in the new year, thanking God for all he has done, keeping us safe and covered under his precious blood. Hallelujah. So, 2022, nice to meet you. I don't know what to expect, but my God hasn't failed me yet. Glory, hallelujah. I made a reel with that this morning. So, I'm just praying over my business and just trying to, you know, start off on a new leaf. I really haven't been asleep, but I just want to do what the Lord has called me to do this year. Hold myself accountable. I was reading Fervent Prayer by Priscilla Shire. Priscilla Shire. A Woman's Battle Plan for Serious, Pacific, and Strategic Prayer. If y'all haven't read this book, y'all need to read this book. I'm telling you, it gives you strategy for your passion, your focus, your identity, your family, your past, your fears, purity, your pressures, your hurts, your relationships. And I was bringing it in. I just like randomly found a book and randomly fell on your identity. And our identity, we must find who we are and whose we are in Christ. The enemy doesn't want us to know who we are. He wants us to suffer from a case of mistaken identity. And if we knew who we really were, that our Father in heaven is royalty and we are royal. Our Father sits on the throne in heaven and we are his children. And all we have to do is pray to release his power and we will be able to defeat the devil on this earth. Man, that's what the devil doesn't want us to do. He wants us to be sitting there scared, sitting in fear, doubting ourselves, not trusting ourselves, worried about what people going to say, what they going to think. And that's been me. I can't lie. I cannot lie. The devil has been sitting on me, but not this time, devil. God has been too good. Even though this year I lost my mother and, you know, a lot has changed. I quit my job. A lot has changed, you know, and I just been trusting God. I'm in school, trying to finish my degree, trying to work on some businesses, and trying to put the Lord back first. Thank you, Lord. You have just covered us through so much, just protected us. And, you know, dealing with death, my children, their grandmother, they lost both their grandmothers back to back, pretty much. About a year apart, a little over a year apart. And that was a lot. A lot. My mom was 76 years old, God-fearing woman. What she used to tell me, Angel, you got to rise to the occasion. And that's what I'm going to have to do, just rise to the occasion and let the Lord lead my life. But if y'all get a chance, read this book. This is a really good book. I just reordered Charles Cap Creative Power. Oh, I can't wait for it to come in. That's a lot of good scriptures over everything in your life. Just get you a good book to read. You know, just keep the Lord first in everything that you do. You know, Ephesians tells about Paul and all our deepest insecurities, you know, that deals with our identity. Equipped through Christ with every spiritual blessing, as in Ephesians 3, chosen in him before the foundation of the world, regarded as holy and blameless before him, adopted through the kind intention of his will, redeemed and forgiven, lavished with grace, hallelujah, recipients of glorious inheritance in heaven, secured forever by the Holy Spirit of promise. Man, you know, God has a lot of promises for us, but we just cannot forget who we are and whose we are. We are God's children. We are royalty. We need to fix our crown. We need to walk like we know. We can't be afraid of the devil. We need to walk with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering. We just need to put on our armor every day. Helmet of salvation, shoes of peace, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit. Man, and read our word. Read our word. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. I just wanted to get on here and talk. It's been a while, but this will not be the last time. Whew. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace, Lord God. Thank you for righteousness, faith, salvation, the word of God, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you right now for this new year, Lord. We just ask you to guide us. Keep us covered under your precious blood. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for the wonderful things that you have in store for us. We want to follow you, Lord God, every step of the way, Lord. Help us to be rooted and grounded. Help us to find a church home, Lord God, if we don't have one, Lord God. Help us to do everything in our power just to stay close to you and feel your presence, Lord God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, for his guidance, Lord God. We know that we are nothing without you, and we want to seek you in all things. We put you first in our marriage. We put you first in our life, Lord God. We put you first in our children's lives, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now that we will be good and faithful servants, Lord, at the end of it all, Lord God. Protect our minds, protect our family members' minds, Lord God. Protect our health, Lord God. We know that COVID-19 is running rapid, and we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless us, Lord God. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we will be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, and we just love you, and we're excited about the new year, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us in safe and sound, Lord God. And we just praise your holy name. Until next time, God bless you. Keep God first, getting your word. If you do a Daniel fast, change your eating, whatever. Whatever you have to do to reset, renew your mind, keep God first. Because God should be the center of everything. And once you have God in the center of your life, everything just flows better. It's peaceful, less stress. We just thank you, God. And if you are stressed and dealing with uncertainties, just say, God, I give it to you. Just pick it up and give it to him and release it off of your life. That's what I used to have to do. When I was stressed out, worried, couldn't sleep, worrying how I was going to pay my bills, I said, here, Lord, take it. Take it. Take my worries. Take my stress. Lord God, take this situation. Take that situation, Lord. I give it to you and just let go and let God. Until next time, be blessed. I love you. I'm your friend that is praying for you. Bye-bye.